A new art exhibit recently opened at St. John Airport, featuring artwork by 16 artists from L'Arche Creative Connections. L'Arche St. John is part of an international federation of communities that provides homes and support for people with disabilities. The art show, called YSJ Home, draws together numerous artworks inspired by the uptown St. John neighbourhood, all connected with notions of home. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Katie McTiernan, a programme assistant at L'Arche, and one of the artists, Patrick McGrath, about the exhibit and how art can be a significant way to make connections. And in the case of Patrick, how it feels to have artwork on display to St. Johners and visitors to the city alike.
So for our exhibit, we thought it would be a good idea to call it Home, because it's inspired by things that we love about our neighborhood, about Uptown St. John, about New Brunswick in general. So there's things like, what did you make, Pat, that you wrapped with yarn?
Seagulls.
Seagulls. We had little whales. We have a lighthouse. We have shipping containers. We have the kind of industry of St. John's Harbor.
We have a Moosehead logo.
Yeah, we have Moosehead in there too. We have mixed media pieces with photography on historical buildings on Prince William Street, where we're located. The reason why we chose the theme YSJ Home is because so much of L'Arche and our work to deinstitutionalize care for people with disabilities is to radically accept and welcome people wherever they're at, however they are, however different we all are. We welcome each other and create a life, create a home together. And that's a pretty radical thing when you think about care for people with disabilities, right, Pat?
Right.
It's nice to be a part of a home-like environment,
yes.
Right? Kind of like L'Arche, the airport represents a place of welcome as well, where we want to provide a really good first impression for the people that are being welcomed to St. John and showcase all these beautiful pieces of our province and of our city. And I'm really honored that they considered us to be a part of creating an environment that welcomes people to our city and to our province. And I feel like we're all feeling very proud of ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, proud of the art that we were able to produce. And proud of St. John.
So Patrick, about your art piece, you said something about seagulls. Was that just one piece or was there more?
It reminded me of home.
Yeah, can you say why?
Because I see them flying around the churchyard. Mm-hmm. I see them flying around mall parking lots. I see them flying around beaches. And I see them flying over restaurants. And I see them flying... sitting on the green building on the way to uptown.
They're hard to miss too,
yes.
When they're squawking, you know, they're hard to ignore.
Debbie like to give them names.
Yeah, it's a big part of, we go for lots of walks together, and it's a big part of our walks too, to notice those sorts of things. Patrick, can I expand on what the seagulls were?
Yes, please.
So they were part of, the seagulls were handmade and wrapped with yarn, and they were made into a mobile that was hanging above another piece that had a lighthouse and things like that. So they were part of this mobile that Patrick made.
What do you kind of hope that that St. John's will get from it, who are passing through the airport? What do you hope they'll see and appreciate from it?
I hope they'll see the warmth that comes from our artists, the love. And I hope they'll feel proud of art that represents our city and our province. Things that represent, you know, when you think about walking into someone's home and what makes you feel at home there, these little things that create the culture of welcome. So I hope that people feel proud, and I hope that they feel curious about what we do. And I hope that they're inspired by the art that people with disabilities can make.
How do you hope it'll introduce people who aren't familiar with St. John to the city?
We want to be a part of the culture that welcomes people like cruise ship passengers, folks that are coming into the airport, and help them see that St. John is really special. I think that a reason why some people enjoy St. John so much, would you say, Pat, that we're really friendly?
Yes.
Yes, I think so too. And I really want the work that we do to be representative of just open arms, welcoming people home. Even if you're not from here, it can still feel like home.
Can you talk a little bit about
Why it's important, or why it's helpful, kind of, for people to explore their creative sides and express themselves through art. And Patrick, yeah, I mean, why do you enjoy creating art? I mean, I assume you do.
Why do you like coming to Creative Connection?
And then with friends, and I get to go uptown and it and post, and I get to take the elevator at TD building. I like it. I find it relaxing being with friends.
Do you find it? So sometimes we call our program Creative Connections because of, although we're making art and that is the goal, the other part of our goal here is to build connections. So art is like the vehicle to making connections that are meaningful for folks with disabilities, because we all deserve to have people that love us and cherish us and lift us up and celebrate us, and to be amongst peers, to be amongst other artists, to be inspired. A lot of people with disabilities have struggled to maintain and make friends over the years and have meaningful connections that are not their family members. And so creating a space where we can play, we can experiment together and feel safe to have bad days or to reach out and to know that your friends are there to give you support and hugs and the love that you might need to create that safety, because you need that element of safety to be able to feel creative and to want to make art. Nobody really wants to make art when they don't feel safe. So a big part of our job too, Pat, is
Make sure
teaching.
we feel safe.
We make art and we do lots of silly fun things together and we celebrate each other a lot. So a lot of people with disabilities didn't have, an opportunity to have meaningful parties or be celebrated in their young lives, and it's so nice to be able to give that to folks
And we just celebrated a friend's birthday before lunch.
just today. So we have lots of special traditions that make people feel at home here, and it's like as soon as they open the door, I can feel their guard drop. A big part of our work as an organization, L'Arche in general, is to make known the gifts of people with disabilities. So really what we do is shine a light. Patrick already has so many gifts. He's a wonderful musician. He's a talented artist. He's a good friend
Joke teller,
and joke
fun
teller,
teller.
terrible joke teller. But all my job is really is to shine a light on all the gifts that he has and to let it be known, to illuminate his generous spirit and his talents, lift each other up.
And so, yeah, I just want to ask, Patrick, how does it feel to have your work displayed there?
It feels very good to have it on display. Because people flying from different cities, different countries can see it. Sometimes who knows, they might be interested in it and buying it.
May take it back to their home.
Yeah.
We have had friends who have gone on trips already since it's been up, and they've sent us pictures of them with our exhibits, and that made us feel really good.
Yeah.
The exhibit runs until mid-April. More information can be found at the L'Arche St. John website, larchestjohn.org, and the artwork can be purchased at the site as well. This is Iona Cove for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.